Then listen to this, Norm. He told me a story yesterday morning that I want him to tell. When he started, one man turned into his nemesis. There was only, I said, everybody was cool, but somebody that we all know.
I've never had a problem with anyone at the radio station ever, but one person.
I'm just praying this wasn't me.
It is not you, Norm, because okay, my first interaction with you was fantastic. It really was.
What was that real quick?
Because I was working overnight, and you would have Norm's co-host would run his board. But Shambi was on vacation. Wally Lynn was filling in, but he overslept. So now I have to stay until he gets there. And I just worked the overnight shift. Dude, I was beat. And Norm is talking, and I'm falling asleep. I really am. And I can hear him snapping his fingers to, you know, wake me up because I'm punching up the calls and doing all this other stuff.
So you're falling asleep. Your first day ever working with Norm?
Yeah.
And you're falling asleep?
I'm toast. I'm falling asleep. And, you know, he's snapping his fingers and he's talking and he's trying to get my attention because I'm nodding off. And I was so nervous when Wally Lynn got there that I was packing up my stuff and I was leaving. And he said, hey. And he stopped me. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to get fired because I was falling asleep. And then Norm told me to put like 3 extra hours on my time card. And if anyone says anything about it, you tell them that I told you to do it. And I was like,
whoa.
How about that?
I like this guy.
I like him. He gave me like 15 extra dollars. This is great.
I've been waiting for him to march into the cat's office and do that for me for a decade. He did it for you on your first day.
It was my first day working with him. Yeah, that was funny.
All right, let's get to your nemesis.
All right, so I'd worked at Cliff for 10 years, went to the Bone to produce Bo Roberts' show. Everything was fine. My first day there, I'm sitting in the studio with him, you know, just trying to get a lay of the land. Everything is fine. And for sports updates at the top of the hour, they would bring the ticker guy in from The Ticket, which happened to be Rich Phillips. And I'm sitting there, first day, just trying to get everything going, this new adventure. And he walks in, and he walks right up to me, looks at me, because I'm sitting down in a seat, looked at me and said, you're sitting in my seat.
You're sitting in my seat.
And I kind of looked up because I am sitting down.
So you never like met him or talked to him or anything?
No, I have not. And I kind of look up and I kind of looked at Bo and Bo gave me the,
That's kind of his seat.
Right. So,
well, that's where he sits when he walks in here for 1 minute to do the sports update.
Right. So I mean, there's no computer there. Like, you know, you have to. He comes in with a sheet of paper because he has his script right there with him.
So he doesn't need anything at that.
He really doesn't need that seat.
And there were other microphones and seats?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. Other microphones and seats, but he just says, you're sitting in my seat. I looked up, looked over, and I got up, and he sat down, did his sports update, and he walked out, and I sat back down, and every time he came in, he would just walk up on me.
Quack, quack.
Just walk there and just stand there until I moved out of his seat.
Waddle up on you.
And then it was kind of karma-ish because I can't remember how long into my tenure they said, you like sports. Why are we bringing this guy in? You just do the sports updates since you're there. And I think they've paid Rich a little extra to do those sports updates at the Bone. So they stopped having him come in and had me do the sports updates.
Took a little money out of his wallet.
It was, I don't think it was a happy relationship at first because when we did a show together here at The Ticket, his wife said something like, you sure you want to work with this guy? So I don't know how much he talked about me at home.
Oh my God, I don't know.
That's the only person that I ever had a problem with, and I wound up doing a fill-in show
Black
with
and them. Quack.
Yeah. How crazy
legendary.
Is that?
So when you did a fill-in show, did he also make you change chairs?
No. He just walked up on me. Hey, you're in my seat.
You're in my seat.
Boy, that was something. But
what a little D power move, though. There are mics and chairs.
It was
now, I do understand, just like
yours.
When you're a kid in school, like everyone gets used to their seat, you know, or your parking spot, you know, like whether it's not technically yours or not. If you're doing it for a while, I can understand what are you doing here?
Right.
But that is very much trying to alpha dog you by saying you're in my seat.
Every time. He'd come in like 2 or 3 times a show because he did sports.
And then what, you
just
have to stand there?
Move over. to the seat and the microphone that was right there.
That also works for what you're...
Absolutely.
There should have been a day that you pointed at the mic and said, hey, this one works too, bub.
You know,
I actually work in the studio.
I wasn't comfortable with that on my first day.
No. I'm saying weeks, months.
Right. I can't remember how long into it they decided to have me do the sports updates and him not come back in, but I felt pretty good about that. Like, Twig heard some stories about that, too. I was not happy, but, you know, I wouldn't say anything right there. I just waited until I got home and talked behind his back like a mother. Big time. All right, it's 10:28.
It's Donnie's 25th anniversary. How about that?
Yeah. How about that, Norm?
Yeah.
We will...